Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back talking to you folks. How's everybody doing? Man, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please keep telling your friends, coworkers, enemies, your electrician, your septic tank guy, your photographer, your sound guy, if you got a wood guy for firewood, let him know. Your Christmas tree guy, your DVD hookup man, your TV repair man, your rug doctor. There you go. It's probably the easiest doctor to be is a rug doctor. Sorry, that was terrible. Yeah, what's up? So welcome to Negro Please Radio. It's me, Chris Allen. I'm back. And welcome to anybody new. Welcome to the podcast. It's usually about 20 minutes. I'm talking shit about various subjects. You know, sometimes this shit's super funny. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it just is what it is. And you're like, what the fuck was that? If you ever feel like, what the fuck was that? Just know, after I recorded it, I was like, what the fuck was that? So, it doesn't always hit people. Where the fuck is your podcast? Before you talk shit about mine, where's yours? Sorry, I got aggressive. Yeah, so last episode, I did a fairly long milestone. So there won't be much this week or this episode. But getting back on track, I'll start with my milestone for the week. You already know, I got a son. We have a son. His name is Miles. He's 7. I like to talk about all the shit that he's doing. Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's small. Sometimes it's big. Right now, nothing. I just explain everything that he's going through. But I will say his thing is now he's back on the iPad. He wanted to switch so bad. Daddy, I want to switch. Bam, birthday, switch. Now he's back on his iPad games and He seemed to be kind of concerned about it. I think with his medication, he does get hyper-focused. And that's what he's been hyper-focusing on, is his BMX racing game. And, yeah. Oh, shit. I do have something. I almost forgot. So, I forgot what we were watching, but he was just like, man, he's been saying it for a while. But he's really been stepping up. He's like, Dad, I really want a skateboard. Guess what? I got him a skateboard. It's not the best skateboard because that's my natural like tendency. It's like, my son wants to be into something. I'm going to go out and get the best that I can afford. And I was like, you know what? I've been bitten in the ass by that too many times. I've been bitten in the ass in that too many times. And here's the thing that I have to get over as a parent. And I just realized this shit. I am projecting shit onto him, my shit onto him, you know, because I grew up very insecure. He hasn't expressed this yet, but I don't even think he cares. And I don't think kids care as much about this type of stuff because the iPad is an iPad or whatever, but I could be wrong. My thing is, it's like when I went to school, I went to private schools. Shit, this is getting deeper than I really wanted to be. Fuck. We definitely weren't poor at all. It's a good school. But my parents just didn't spend money on, like, expensive shit that we really didn't need. So, like, I went to this good school, but I never had, like, the best clothes. They were fine, but I didn't have the best clothes. You know, I didn't always have, like, the newest video game system or, like, if I needed like a graphing calculator, it's like I just got the bare minimum. I got what I needed to get through the class. My dad wasn't spending an extra $100 to get like the TI 85 or the TI 87. It's like, no, nigga, you need the TI 83. Bam, that's what you're getting. And yeah, and you better not lose it. So I was always self-conscious. Like I'm one of the few black kids. I don't have the best stuff. I don't want people thinking that we're poor. So I think I project that onto my son. And whenever like he gets into something and it's like, oh, I want this, I want to try that, it's like, all right, well, I got to go out and at least get the, at least at a minimum, the mid grade. I have to talk myself down to the mid grade. Because my thing is, it's like, oh, he's into bikes. Well, I'm going to go out and get a fucking $1,000 bike or whatever I can afford. But I have to tell myself, stop doing that shit. Because, like, he'll get into something for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, maybe a couple months, and he's completely done with it. And I've been screwed over before buying expensive things because he's into it. And that's my insecurity that I have, and I'm projecting, and I should not do that. I'm going to make him self-conscious about that shit and aware of certain things that probably don't bother him or they're not a thing anymore. Just like I've always said, like, I think it's a dangerous thing when we have our older generation raising our kids today. And it's like, if you're an older parent, that's fine. But even if you're a grandparent, I'm not saying that it's not okay, but I think it doesn't always, it's not always great, because in their mind, you, if you're being raised by an older like family member, a grandparent, or like old aunt or uncle or something like that, they're in their mind, it's like, all right, I'm a parent again. So in their mind, all right, it's 1985. It's like, it's 2020. It's like, you're not raising your kids in the 80s and 90s again. But in their mind, it is. So they want to send you out there with the information that they told their kids back in the day. Be aware of this. Don't look up for that. You know, don't do this. White people be doing this. Watch out for them. It's like the world is not exactly like that anymore. It's like you're preparing somebody for a world that really doesn't exist in that form anymore. And you make people insecure and you make people defensive about things that really aren't an issue anymore. So I've just realized that's what I do. I'm afraid of my son looking like one of the few only black kids, and he's poor, and that's why I want to run out and get him. Holy shit, I said I didn't have anything, and here I am ranting. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I went out and got him a Tony Hawk skateboard from Walmart, and I think I need to adjust some of the stuff because it's not the best skateboard at all. But he's 7. He doesn't give a shit. None of the kids noticed, but took him to the skate park. He was a little timid. He tried it, and I just got to make some adjustments to it for him to go back out there. But he's not really afraid, you know? We took the Razor scooter back out there. He's starting to do some of the bigger ramps and hills. Before we left the other day, he actually tried to, like, jump off of something, and I was really encouraging him and stuff, so he really likes these action sports, if you will, the wheels. I don't even know what you, it's not motocross, it's not motorsports, but he likes these wheeled X game type sports or street sports or whatever you want to call them. He's into this stuff. I introduced him to Nigel Sylvester, and I'll find some more skateboarders and BMX riders for him to follow and be into. So he's into this shit now. He's into BMX. He likes skateboards. He likes all the tricks and stuff. So I guess I did have a new milestone. He thinks he's a professional skateboarder. He has one trick where he lays the board upside down on his feet. You jump up, the board flips, boom, you land on it. He thinks it's the coolest shit ever. I think it's dope. But yeah, that's the milestone for the week. Holy shit, that was long and very drawn out. But I had an epiphany during the middle of the podcast, and I'm glad I did. So, yeah, I'm downloading some insecurities onto my son, and I have to be aware of that, so I do no longer do that. Man, woo, shit. All right. I guess I'll start with, and I'll end on the Dwayne Wade stuff. I was thinking last night, I forgot what I was watching, but like, oh, I was on it. Just on social media, and I noticed that the Democratic debate was on, but I didn't want to watch it. I don't feel like watching that fucking shit show. It's just white people complaining about white people, acting like they're not white people. It's like, you're all fucking rich. Y'all don't care about each other. It's fucking selfish white women that want everybody to fucking bow down to them. And it's the same thing. You got fucking rich billionaires that don't give a fuck. They see Trump won, now they want to run shit. It's just ridiculous. It's just like when you see a kid with ice cream cone or a cotton candy at an amusement park, now you want it. I think that's all that shit is. I don't know. It's like, I got a weird love-hate relationship with people, but I would definitely not want to be in charge of a bunch of people. It's a fucking headache. You got to be a goddamn psychopath and a very weird person to want to be president. And then guess what? That goes for Barack Obama as well. I just think you got to have a fucking screw loose or of some sense of fucking narcissism or something. I don't know. I just don't. It's the side. But anyway, I digress. And I'm seeing all these tweets and stuff, and we're talking about safe spaces. And I was like, and I'm thinking, like, you know what? This, and I'm looking at how angry people are, how divided we are, and like all these new radical ideas, and they're having to come out with laws protecting black people from being fired or discriminated against because of their hairstyle. Look, white people, the type of white person that is upset typically won't listen to my podcast. But if you are, because we're friends, we actually know each other and respect each other, and you really want to know why they have to come up with another law when there already are anti-discrimination laws, it's because motherfuckers that basically look like you. Fuck it, being honest, since I like people being real and not PC, it's a lot of white dudes and women out there who, for some reason, are intimidated and don't like black hair. And they go, well, I can't discriminate against anyone based on their color, creed, religion, none of that shit. Well, guess what? If you look here, there's nothing being said about hair. Well, you did well in an interview, and they'll go, so how do you feel about cutting your hair? Or they come out with a policy where you can't have dreadlocks, your hair needs to be neat and presentable, and da-da-da-da-da. And it's just like, well, who the fuck are you to tell me that my cornrows or my locks aren't presentable or professional when you know nothing about them other than the fact that it doesn't look like your hair and it may look odd or it's intimidating or scary or whatever to you. You don't get to decide how the fuck I get to wear my hair. And look, I get it. I was in the military for 20 years. Yes, there are certain cases in certain places where, like, hey, long hair, safety hazard. Or, hey, we kind of need people to all look the same. But I really feel like that shit is far and few between in the civilian world. You got people with gauges and fucking tattoos on their face, in their face. They got piercings. All type of shit. The fuck goddamn eyebrow, your nose, your lip. And yeah, people look at it weird, but for some reason, y'all just really have it out for fucking black hair. You just get, you get so mad. We don't control what our hair looks like, man. It is what it is. Sorry that there's just more things we can do with our hair. And the thing is, you could do shit with it too, but you don't like to, and you want everybody to just be like you. But it's weird because when you speak in your terms politically in general, you're all about people being individuals and like really not conforming to society's ways because, you know, you should be able to be who you want to be and don't tell me what to do. But when it comes to black people, you're like, man, you really need to conform and assimilate to how we look. It's just like, why the fuck should we do that? You don't do that. White conservative males or white conservative people, you don't care if people feel comfortable about how you look. You want to rock around in your Trump shit. You want to walk around in your Confederate flag shit. You want to walk around in all these different political statements and sayings. And you go, you know what? If this makes you uncomfortable, I don't give a fuck. Same with the hair. Why does that not apply to us when it comes to the hair? Why do we got to make you feel better and safer by cutting our hair? It's just like, you just got to have fucking control. And it's sad that they have to come out with even more explicit legislation saying, hey, you can't discriminate against people because they have cornrows, because they have this, because they have this hairstyle. That's why they have to come out with a fucking rule, because they go, hey, You can't discriminate against people. You go through the fine print and go, well, it doesn't say anything about this, so it's not illegal. Sorry. We need people to have a haircut like mine here. Why? We're fucking flipping burgers. Or you change an oil, or it's just like you sit on a computer every day in a cubicle. Why do you give a fuck? You're so fucking jealous. You're so fragile. You're so weak. And you're feeling intimidated by everything. It's gross. I hate it. I can't lie. But I was thinking, I kind of went off the rails there. Like all this like talk about the safe spaces and the hair and all this kind of stuff. It's just like this weird thing of like, back in the day you had like the colored section, Jim Crow laws. But now it's just like, we're slowly segregating our country again. But this time the minority groups are like almost like suggesting it. Like, yeah, we need our own space because our skin color is the same. Or like, we all have like kinky hair. We need a place to talk about our hair. And here's the thing. These Democrats, they act like they give a shit. Like, oh yeah, you need a safe space. It's like they're slowly trying to like take us out of our own society. I don't like it. It's a weird fucking like deconstructed segregation, all in the name of like progressive racial awareness. But before, it's like it's done a full swing. Back in the 50s, black section, you're fucking beneath us. Don't even come over here. You can't be in the same pool as us. 1950s, 2020, oh, black people, yeah, go through all this stuff. You know what? Here's a space for you. We can talk about hair. You can talk about Malcolm X. You can talk about black issues. This is your safe space. It's like they're acting like they're doing you a favor, but they're really fucking segregating you. And we are on board with it. And I get it. Everyone should have people they can talk to about their common experiences and shit. But I feel like this shit is like it's going to another level. It seems progressive, but deep down inside, it's some fucking racist ass shit, man. It really is. It's some racist ass shit. They give us our own spaces. They walk out and go, all right, we got these African Americans out of here because they're being PC. It's bullshit. All right. Now to my, actually, yeah. Yes. So, NBA All-Star Weekend last week, someone was sharing a video of this guy, Patrick Beverley. He's like one of the best defensive players in the league, if not the best. And he's on the floor. It's like in between events, and there's a bunch of these fans in the stands. They're leaning over. They have all this different fan gear, you know, memorabilia, all this shit they want him to sign. And people are like, sign it, Pat Beverley, sign. And he's like, hey, man, can you say please? And the headline for this article or whatever you want to call it is just like, you know, Patrick Beverley making people say please before he signs their whatever. And dude, the comments, again, from certain people, you know who the fuck you are. Who does he think he is? He's not even that good. Why is he even there? He's demanding people thank him, or he's making people beg him for their autograph. This guy is a piece of shit. Who does he think he is? It's like, see, dude, you're full of shit. You're all about respect. You're all about manners. You talk about back in the day, people used to have manners. They used to say please and thank you. No one, everyone's rude nowadays. And look, I'm a nobody comic. I'm a no one, but I know what that dude Patrick Beverley is going to on a small scale. If people like you, when they see you perform afterwards, they feel like you owe them their time, your time, and you don't. People will pull on you. They will, hey, do this, do that. Can you do this? It's like, why don't you have some type of courtesy and just ask politely? You're demanding shit from me, and I don't owe you anything. I hate that shit. But when a black dude is asking people for respect and trying to teach these kids to have manners, you think he's fucking uppity. You think he's uppity. But again, if you saw Trump or some right-wing dude or some country singer doing the same thing, you would go, see, this is what we need more of. This guy gets it. I I like this guy now. I'm going to go buy his jersey. I'm going to buy his record. I love this guy. This guy is old school. He knows what it's about. Teaching these kids respect. That's what role models do. But when a black dude does it, he thinks he's better than people. That fucking uppity nigger. He's a piece of shit. Who does he think he is? You can go fuck yourself. You can go fuck yourself. And you know who else can go fuck themselves? Lil Boosie can fuck themselves. Any black dude. And you know what? And I say you can go fuck yourself, but you're entitled to your opinion. Any black dude or black person talking shit about Dwayne Wade, you can also go fuck yourself while being entitled to your opinion. People are really shitting on Dwayne Wade for supporting his trans daughter. Let me tell you something, black people. Not being gay or trans is not a fucking accomplishment. It's not. I know some of y'all have fucked up so much where you go, man, at least I ain't gay. I ain't one of these trans mother. That ain't shit because you straight. That doesn't mean that you've accomplished anything or that people don't look at you weird or hate you because of your sexuality or orientation or how you identify. It's not a fucking accomplishment. You just are who you are. Like my boy Will said, it's people who think being fine is accomplishment. Now, if you worked hard and you know, got yourself in great shape, but just being pretty or just being a good-looking dude, you ain't do shit. That had nothing to do with you. Being good-looking, not a fucking accomplishment. Not being gay or trans, not an accomplishment. If you really think that's like that's something you can mark off as like, at least I'm not that in your life, you are fucked. Your life is shit. And my thing is, what is Dwayne Wade supposed to do? People are like, why is he making this shit public? I wouldn't be talking about my kids' sexuality at 12 and 13. That's bullshit. He got other kids. How come he ain't talking about his other kids? Because y'all niggas ain't talking about his fucking other kids. That dude will post a picture of his family on Instagram or Twitter, or they'll get taken a picture of, you know, by paparazzi. And all y'all do, instead of go, oh, they're in Cancun, they're doing this, oh wow, there's a whole family, y'all like, what's up with his son? His son looks spicy. Is his son gay? He look gay. Is he gay? I think Dwayne Wade gay. Look at his leg crawl. Why he sitting like that? Ooh, look at his son wearing them pants like that. What's up with his son? That's why he's saying shit publicly, is because y'all say shit. If y'all didn't say nothing, he wouldn't have to. Of course, if that was my child and they were out in the public and y'all were talking shit about him, I would 100% come out in public and say, I support my kid. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. And the thing is, yo, you don't have to agree. You don't have to believe in that movement. But you could at least respect the dude and go, you know what? That is his child, because that is what everybody says. All y'all motherfuckers, man, I hate y'all niggas, man. Y'all make me sick. Y'all walk around with all this shit on your shirt like, do you, they'll adjust. I'ma worry about me. Don't you worry about me. What I eat don't make you shit. And here you are, consumed by his child. Guess what? Dwayne Wade is doing him and you'll adjust. That shit doesn't just apply to you. Why do you think like, well, I'm going to do what I want to do and people just need to get along, either go along with it or they can kiss my ass. I don't give a fuck. That applies to him too. Guess what? He does not give a fuck about what you think, just like you don't give a fuck about what anybody else thinks about how you raise your child specifically. Because honestly, you don't sound any better than those people that like don't have shit to say about Charlottesville or whenever any other white supremacist group shows up to any other town and does shit. They got nothing to fucking say. But as soon as Kaepernick takes a knee, you post a whole goddamn 4-inch Facebook status about how he's a piece of shit. You're not being any better than those people that you don't like. You say Trump is bigoted. Rights are being bigoted. The right wing's, you're being bigoted too. They're still people. They're still black people. And here's the thing. Why you're yet another piece of shit. Yeah, I get it. Billy Porter outfits be over the top. It's funny to me. But the thing is, when these people who identify as queer or LGBT or trans, when they do well and they fucking winning Grammys and they're winning fucking Oscars and they're doing all this dope shit, inventing things, becoming the first CEO of this and that, or the first person to do X, Y, and Z, you'll be the first motherfucker on Facebook and Twitter talking about, quote, black excellence. And you don't even accept these motherfuckers. So go fuck yourself. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll be at Nashville Zanies March 5th and 6th with Mark Norman, and I'll be in New York City this weekend. I'm looking forward to it, Sunday through Wednesday. I don't have a shit ton of shows planned. It was last minute. I got a couple spots lined up. I'm doing a podcast with my buddy, but I'm going to really just go around, network, get to know some of these just other comics, and just have a good time. All right, I'm out. Please share this episode. All right, peace. I'm trying to log on to my phone so I can stop it. All right, peace.